on Racing Pulse, the Victorian Form Preview.
Time to find all the Tuesday winners racing at Moi today. Warren Huntley is here to find us all the winners. Good morning, Woz. How are you?
Oh, I'm very well, thanks, Michael.
Nice to get to Moi on a Tuesday. Are you confident about today's meeting?
Yeah, I want to see how the track plays a bit. Interesting hearing how it's head during the day. But in general, in Moi, when it's in the rain affected range, particularly late in the day, they can start to make ground down the middle of the track. But yeah, I think the Moi track in general in recent times has performed terrifically in all types of conditions. I think it's one of our really good provincial circuits.
Yeah, enjoy watching the racing there. And Paul Graham is the track manager at Moi. It'd be interesting to see what the weather conditions are in Moi today. It's pretty overcast in Melbourne. Hopefully there won't be any more rain throughout the day. Good morning, Paul. How are you?
Good morning, lads. How are we going this morning?
Very well indeed. Are we on a heavy-rated track today?
Yeah, we're at a heavy eight. We flew around with a Penno this morning, coming 5.76, which is right on the border of a 7 and 8, but we've chosen to go in the 8 direction. It was beautiful clear skies this morning, and then yes, it got really, really overcast, and it just had that awful moist air feel about it. But at the moment now, we're getting blue sky, and the wind's just starting to get up, and it's looking really good for a good day's racing.
What's the rail today, Paul?
Yeah, we've moved her out 3 from the Anzac Day meeting. And it's just given, just to share the wear, we always try to move it around. In 3, track's got a beautiful pad of grass right across from inside to out. Very, very even. And that's what the readings have given as well, like penetrometer and moisture readings are very even right across the surface.
All right, so with the rail out 3 and we're just in that heavy range, how do you expect it to play today?
Yeah, I think it'll be, as Warren said early, I think it'll just play that standard, early the leaders can sort of maybe get away a bit, and then they'll just come down, probably 3-4 out later on in the day. And, since I've been here, I think one of the great things about Moi is the amount of photo finishes we have. It's just sensational, which normally shows that you've got a pretty even racing surface.
Good luck today, Paul.
Thanks very much, guys. You have a good day.
Excellent. Time to have a chat now to Natalie Young, because Natalie and Trent have got a couple of really nice chances at Moi. They start their day with the even money favourite in race number 2, which is Jen Wine. Well named for those who don't mind a glass. Good morning, Nat. How are you?
Yeah, I'm good, thanks.
What do you make of Jen Wine today? Only seen it on a couple of occasions, but shows like it's got ability. A heavy track rating today, is that going to be suitable?
First up at Kyneton, he actually runs second, and it was on a soft 7. So, look, he's probably bred to get through it. Being a Burgundy and a generous mare, they generally love it. It was soft at Cranbourne the other day when he runs second, and he was first up this preparation, and I thought he went super. So, yeah, look, he's trained on awesome, actually. So, it's obviously the first time he's actually on that heavy 8, but get a little bit of a line being race 2 of how that's playing in race 1.
Spoke to Michael D this morning at Caulfield, and he was pretty confident. Said that the horse gives him a good feel for the future as well. Is that the same kind of report and rap you've got on the horse as well?
Yeah, well, he's had a couple of close seconds, so we're hoping today, being $1.90, you'd be liking to think that he can break that maiden status. He's drawn nicely with the rail out. There's plenty of speed in the race, so I'd sort of have him sitting sort of third or fourth, and a bit like he was at Cranbourne, and he can peel out and hit the line late. And if the track's playing fair, he'll get every chance.
Another one who's banging on the door for a win is Culliver, who's been pretty close up last start at Warrnambool, just getting nutted on the line, and then back in April finishing third at Bendigo. How's Culliver come through that run at the Bull?
Yeah, really well, actually. Look, she probably needed it. We were intending to ride her a little bit in behind the speed that day, but she just flew the gate so well. And she was sort of forward at Bendigo the start before, so look, Moore just rolled with it. She gets a couple kilos lighter today, and she's got to step up, obviously, to that extra couple of hundred metres. But she's drawn nicely, and we'll just weigh it up. On paper, there only really looks like one other one that may go forward drawn inside it, that Takatoka. So, we might end up sitting just outside it. But, look, it's just whether she'll get that extra couple hundred metres. But, I think she can. Earlier on in her trial, she always sort of sat back and hit the line really hard. So, she does have to take a sit. I don't think it'll really worry her.
Two nice chances today. Both favourites, $1.70, Culliver, $2. Jen Wine, are we confident a double today, maybe?
I hope so. Look, the team's been going well again. So, look, they're going to present really well at the races. They've got good draws and good jocks. So, look, if it doesn't play to part, we'll have to sack the trainer, maybe. I don't know.
The other trainer.
Yeah.
Good on you, Nat. Good luck today.
Thank you.
Natalie Young joining us there. All right, Warren. Well, there are a few that are tight in the market today, so we might need to shoot straight. And the first race is for the two-year-olds over 1,008 metres. We can take out number six, Brazen Delight, first starter from the Clinton McDonald Stables at $2.50. Froggy gave it a good push when we spoke to him out at Trackwork this morning. He's on board. Margaret's Banter is at $3.40. Then we're out to Madam Cha-Cha, $4.20. Got a Pulse, $5.50. And the outsider in this field of five is In Her Stride at $14. Who's caught your eye from the jump outs and trials, Warren?
So I think Margaret's Banter and Brazen Delight, as the market suggests, have been the best of the jump outs. And actually like the strength that Margaret's Banter showed in a jump out recently here at Maui on ground that was rain affected to some degree. So I'm a slight leaning to Margaret's Banter. You know that the Galagotas team have her ready to run on debut. I'm going to go with Margaret's Banter ahead of one Brazen Delight. The track on the website for the Melbourne Racing Club was classed as a heavy 10 when she had her most recent jump out. She was really strong there, out wide on the track. Thought she jumped out well, so she should handle the conditions. Thought she was the main danger, but didn't mind the recent jump out, albeit not really tested, but backing behind the leading couple of Got a Pulse at Pakenham, and I'll put four, Madam Cha-Cha, who, interestingly, the track was perhaps a reason for her debut. She's on heavy ground here again, so I'm not too sure, but she has got talent. She showed it going into her debut, and maybe we read something into the fact that Matt Laurie's left her in today, but I've gone 5-1-2-4.
5-1-2-4 in the first at Maui. Race number two is over 1,208 metres. Take out the 7 and the 8. Jen Wine, just heard from Natalie Young, is the favourite here. Even money. Candy Puzzle, $3.40. Jean-Claude, another one from the Galagotas teams at $4.80. Snipper Star at $6. And then Diesel Design is out to $21. So it's been a little easy. Opened up $1.90 out to $2. This even money favourite, Jen Wine. Who do you like in the second?
Yeah, I think a deserved favourite. Michael, the first up run was good at Cranbourne. Will be fitter with that run. And you go back through the form, and there's a placing on soft seven ground behind Casino Nakoni at Kyneton. So I don't think the ground will be the issue. I'm going to go with 3 ahead of 10. Snipper Star, I don't think had the best of luck last start. 5 Candy Puzzles going well. Has handled soft ground okay. The heavy ground could be a slight query, but as we've heard, the track's bordering between that heavy 8 and soft 7. And without much rain during the day, could be on the improve. And for Jean-Claude, who pulled up with a degree of lameness last start, but obviously must have got through that to be back at the races, was well supported in the race won by Sir Warwick. So I think he's in the mix in an even race outside of the favourite for me. 3-10, 5-4.
3-10, 5-4 in the second at Maui. Race number three is a maiden over 1,208 metres. Take out 2, 6, 7 and 12. Huguenot is at $3.20. Greg Urell trained. Yulong Impact at $3.60. Please, Sir. Mick D gave this a good push this morning as well at $5. Tiger Mum, $6. Sent to War, $8.50. Who do you like in the third?
I'm leaning to Yulong Impact, but I don't have a firm opinion in this race. And the track conditions are probably some query too, with a lot of these horses not a huge profile on their ability to handle rain-affected ground. But like what I've seen at trials and jump outs recently from Yulong Impact, who ran well on debut, and interesting, Kieran Maher was giving him a bit of a push from your perspective, Michael, with a chat earlier on. So I think that's a positive. Slight leaning to 10. 5, Huguenot. He crept around the corner a little bit at Cranbourne first up, but he's got some talent. I'd probably prefer him on a slightly more spacious track, but fitter with that run under the belt. Wider barrier draw, made a touch easier by scratchings. Have a little bit of a handle on the way the track's playing by this stage of the day. 4 Sent to War, a step up in distance will suit. Made some good ground late in the day on debut behind Dixiana. The step up to 1,200 metres are positive. And I agree with Mick D. I like what I've seen from the trials of Please Sir on more than one occasion. And the most recent trial was quite encouraging. So I think right in the mix in what I think is an even race. 10, 5, 4, 8.
10, 5, 4 and 8. Race number 3. Race number 4 is a maiden over 1,614 metres. Take out 3, 5 and 10. Culliver is the odds on favourite into $1.70 now. Takatoa, $3.10, has been easy since this morning from the Mick Kent stable. Razor Warrior at $5. And then we're down to Elegant Lad, which is at $14. So there's been a few fluctuations this morning, but remaining a pretty short price favourite is Culliver here, Warren.
Yeah, and I think he's the one to beat. He ran well and wasn't a huge field, but it was a strong race at Warrnambool, as they all are. Tintin Wind measured up okay yesterday in a high-pressure race. He was the best of the on-speed runners there that were under pressure a fair way out. So I'm giving a tick to that form. He's run well at both runners this preparation. I think this is a lovely race for number 7, Callier. Takatoka, he's a little bit of a conundrum, isn't he? He showed really good ability early in his career. Query on how he's going at this stage, at this preparation with his two runs, but maybe we can cut him a little bit of slack. He was okay through the line last start. He gets onto heavy ground first preparation this time, and he's been placed on two runs on rain-affected ground. So with the blinkers going on, a nose roll on, and back onto rain-affected ground, I'd want him running for me in the early quaddie. That'd be the two, but clearly 7 ahead of 6, because we know we can trust Talia. 4, Razor Warrior, race that falls away a bit, and 1, Elegant Lad, who might be some query on the ground, and the inside draws are maybe a bit problematic at this stage of the day, but Ravosenko's team's going well and he might be next best. 7 and 6, as the market suggests, clearly the two key runners. Michael, 7, 6, 4, 1.
7, 6, 4 and 1. Culliver. I think I've called it Culliver. I'm thinking Ivan Culliver. So Culliver is the short price favourite, $1.70 in race 4 at Moe today. Big race of 9, a big card of 9. So we go to race number 5 here, and Paparazzi Queen, another good ride for Mick D, Kieran Maher and Dave Eustace have this one at $3.80. Equal favourite with all price from the Jerome Hunter stable. Jenny Express is at $5 and Wild Cherry Road at $6. Now, Jerome was on with the Brekkie boys this morning. Let's hear what he had to say about all price.
She won a maiden on a heavy 10, so I'm not worried about the track conditions with her. I think the weather the better for her.
All right, that's a nice little push. The scratchings in this race, Warren, are 3, 7 and 10.
Yeah, and I think Jerome's also one of the points he raised. She's backing up from a first-up run at Geelong, which is not usual for Jerome. He's very meticulous about placing his horses, but she was held up there and she really only got out the last little bit. She was well-supported there first up, so she didn't really have a hard hit out there. And the fact that she's backing up quickly really interests me, and the fact that she won a maiden on heavy 10, the ground won't worry her, and she really did close off well when she got out at Geelong on Friday. I'm going to go with Dixie to 4, Black Sea. He's not a regular winner, but this is a good scenario for him, a race where there's a little bit of speed, he can dag along behind them and use for his short, sharp streak. He'll be there somewhere. He ran well in a leader-dominated race at Bairnsdale last start. Said he doesn't win out of turn, but I think this is a good scenario for Black Sea. His first-up run was good. 5, Paparazzi Queen. She won well first up. Foxy Frieda's come out to win Sids. Foxy Frieda was backed as if unbeatable in that race, and Paparazzi Queen was just too good for her, and has the form through that race has held up well, with Foxy Frieda winning subsequently. I'll put 2, Jenny Express, who was disappointing last start. Changed stables. Her first two runs at Mornington and Yarra Valley were terrific, but we haven't seen her on rain-affected ground yet, but she does have talent. I'm with 6 ahead of 4, 5 and 2.
6 ahead of 4, 5 and 2 in the 5th at Moe. We'll take a quick break. On the other side of this, we'll be back with the quaddy. Warren Huntley finding us all the winners at Moe today.
On RSN 927's Racing Pulse, the Victorian Form Preview.
Welcome back to the Victorian Form Preview. Warren Huntley is tipster today. And Warren, I'm not sure if you have had listened to one of the new podcasts. Matty Stewart and Dr. Turf have got a podcast called I'm Cast and You're Not. And the second of the podcast series came out yesterday, and they've been talking about a number of the racetracks that used to be here in Melbourne that no longer exist. Have a listen to a part of I'm Cast and You're Not.
Batman's Hill. Listeners, just imagine Melbourne now and sort of work out where the hell this was. Melbourne's first racecourse was on Batman's Hill, the site now occupied by the Southern Cross Railway Station.
It's not a hill.
It's flat, isn't it? And the rail yard west of the CBD. The first meeting was in 1838, predating Flemington
what?
By a couple of years.
1838?
Yeah, yeah. Now it's gone, long gone. Then Flemington took over. Williamstown began in 1859 and then closed down. There was one at Croxton Park, wherever the hell that is. We've done St Kilda. Box Hill. The White Horse Hotel was built on the corner of Whitehorse Road and Elgar Road in 1851, complete with a white wooden horse on its roof. And Bob Ramage, who rode Carbine to win the 1890 Melbourne Cup, rode a winner there.
Fair
enough. I just can't visualise all this.
It's pretty amazing stuff, Warren, isn't it? How many race courses used to exist around Greater Melbourne.
Yeah, and vivid memories of that White Horse Hotel and that white horse out the front from my youth growing up, not far from where I was. That was sort of on the border of Nunawading and Blackburn, only a couple of suburbs away from Mitcham and Vermont, where I grew up.
Well, download the podcast. Bring back lots of good memories. So I'm Carsten, you're not. Pretty easy to work out. Manny Stewart and Dr. Turf, who's who, is there. But you can download that podcast from all the streaming services, and it's also on rsn.net.au. All right, we're up to the first leg of the quaddie today at Mowi, and it's a 58 over 1,108 metres. Take out 1, 5, 6, 10 and 11. Across the way is the favourite at $2.10. Easy Good, $4.60. Shadow Vixen, $7. Forever Loud, $9. Miss Mitzi is at $9 as well. First leg of the quaddy. Warren, how many do we need?
I'm only putting two in, Michael, and good that the club's honouring Brad Knott for 20 years of service here. He spent a long time as the 2IC looking after the racing surface and does a terrific job. As I said, I think Mowi's become one of our better tracks and really handles the rain. I think since they took the decision to make it a Strathair surface and then keep working on it, I think it's been a real benefit, and Brad Knott's been a really big part of that. So good that he's on it with Brad Knott, 20 years of service race here. But the only two I want, Michael, are numbers 2 and 9. Across the way was good winning here last start on a soft fix, so the ground won't affect her. She'll be fitter with that run under the belt. Carlene Heffel rode her on that occasion, rides her again, and I thought she won in the manner of a horse that can continue on. Obviously, staying in the 58 grade gets that little bit of a weight penalty, but I think she's the one to beat. Izzy Good's the one that with two runs under the belt, and if the track's still holding up somewhere near the speed, could run well. Drops back from benchmark 70 grade at Warrnambool behind Continuance. Got well beaten there, but this is a significant class drop, and the first up run was solid enough. Either with those two runs, I think 4 Forever Loud might be next best, hard and fit, and 7 Shadow Vixen. Interesting runner back with the Salonitri's, won a race at Coffs Harbour last start, and comes back here to rejoin the team, and that win was pretty good and well supported to do so at Coffs Harbour, but I think this is a tougher assignment. 2 and 9 the key runners here, Michael. 2, 9, 4, 7.
2, 9, 4, and 7 first leg of the quaddie. In the second leg, we can take out 2, 3, 6, 11, and 14. It's a benchmark 64 over 1,208 metres. Show Some Decorum. Team Friedman is the $2.20 favourite. Red on Red, $4.80. All Stardom is at $5. Knitting, $7.50. Smart Charge, $9.50 as well. All Stardom. Jerome Hunter, let's hear what he had to say about it this morning. Oh, we don't have that audio. It must be the next Jerome Hunter runner that we've got. I've got a little excited. We'll hear from Jerome on his thoughts in race number 8 coming up soon. Let's get your thoughts. Who's going to win the 7th? Warren?
Well, I've put Red on Red in as my value runner. Was $8 earlier on this morning. It's trimmed right up. I think he's got a terrific chance here. I think later in the day, wider barrier draws aren't going to be anywhere near the disadvantage that you might think on face value. And for that reason, I think it might create some issue for the favourite in Show Some Decorum, who I think can win, but is a bit vulnerable. I'm looking for value outside of him. And the two I'm focused on are numbers 8, Red on Red, who I think was terrific value at around about the $8, even $6.50, not much more than an hour or so ago. And Smart Charge, who's jumped out really well to resume, handles the rain-affected ground and drawn just inside Red on Red to make those runs, probably the middle of the track late in the day. I could see those horses right in the finish, and I think there's some value in this race. 7 Shows Them to Decorum certainly can win, had the two runs back, been well in the market on both occasions, and probably didn't get the best of luck at Warrnambool last start behind Dinger, who rode the speed there, and 1 All Start and drops in great. The first up run was good at Kilmore, and you know, back from a race behind Valaquenta last start. This is obviously a significant class drop. Got in as next best. I thought 8 and 10 were a bit of value here, Michael, and reckon we might play multiples in this race as a player today and hopefully get the right split. 8, 10, 7, 1.
8, 10, 7, 1. Been a few scratchings, but Red on Red's been 8.50 this morning into 4.80, and the 10 Smart Charge has been $19 into 9.50. So some value there, and the market has been trending in the right direction for those two in race number seven. Race number eight, a 64 over 1,008 metres. Just Malcolm, $2.40. Our Musketeer, $3.60. Brooklyn Heat, $7. And they are the only runners under double figure odds. Take out 3, 10 and 11. Now let's hear what Jerome Hunter has to say about Our Musketeer.
Yeah, he's done really well this prep. We just dodged summer. He's a winter horse. He loves to sting out of the ground. You know, he's won on the heavy at Pakenham and a soft track at Mornington. So, look, all three horses, I think, will hopefully finish in the first three.
Well, it's a good push if you want to follow Jerome Hunter. Thinks all of his three runners will run top three today. Do you like Our Musketeer in the eighth? Or not? Eighth, I should say, yeah.
Yeah, I've got it in second, Michael. I like Just Malcolm here. I think he's quite a talented galloper. Low-profile stable, but he's got talent, and he won well at Cranbourne. He was really strong through the line late there, 1,000 metres first up. He's been back the jump outs at Sale since to just keep him up to the mark. He'll handle the ground. I think he's a winner and a place getter from soft ground. He hasn't seen heavy, but it mightn't even be heavy by this stage of the day. I like him, Just Malcolm, for head of one, Our Musketeer, who's effective first up and has jumped out nicely to resume. 9, Ling Ling. Sally Wynn did a terrific job owning the race at Bairnsdale last start. Probably see some similar tactics here. And 7, Brooklyn Heat. Probably a slight query on the ground for mine, but the fact that the stable have left Brooklyn Heat in, I'm including it. 4, 1, 9, 7.
4, 1, 9, and 7. And the last of 9 jumps at 4:30 over the 16:14. In this race, you can take out 7, 8, and 9. Yulong Soldier is the $3.30 favourite. Fighting Whiskey, $4.20. Supreme Belief at $4.60. And Run Walrus Run, $4.80. How do we end the day, Warren?
Oh, I think we need a few in the last leg of the quaddie, Michael. It's the widest leg for me. I'm actually putting 5 in. But look, I'm siding with number 5, Supreme Belief, who's not the easiest of rides, but Josh Richards is a strong claiming apprentice, and the horse having that relatively quick backup from his most recent run at Pakenham, he might just have the edge taken off him a little bit. I'm going to go with 5 ahead of 2-year-long Soldier. It was just a terrific ride from Bell Anon to win first run for the Amy Nashiagi stable. And while we're on that, Michael, great to see a winner in Jim Houlihan's colours yesterday for Amy and Ash at the Ballarat Synthetic meeting on the day of Jim's birthday. So, and those colours going around again today here. 3 Fighting Whiskey has trialled up nicely to resume, and 1 Bunch, and I've put in as next best, but I will be going a little bit wider in the quaddie, including number 4, Run Walrus Run. 5, 2, 3, 1.
5, 2, 3, and 1. What's the play of the day today, Warren?
I think the best is race 8, number 4, Just Malcolm. Value's diminished as the morning's gone on, but race 7, number 8, red on red, each way for me. Quaddie first leg, Just numbers 2 and 9. Second leg, 1, 7, 8, and 10. Third leg, 1, 4, and 9. Home with numbers 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. I'm thinking there's still some value in race 7, despite the fact that a few of those runners have trimmed up. I'm going to box a trifecta with numbers 1, 7, 8, and 10. Hopefully get the right split with a trifecta in race 7 as the play of the day.
Sounds good. And Warren, just before I say goodbye, I do have the final field, the full final field for the Doomben Cup. It's a field of 12, so Dragonette, Mugatu, 50 Stars, Avilia, Saki, Humidor, Shared Ambition, Southern France, Brandenburg, Melody Bell in her farewell, Natoya, and Toffee Tongue. So it's a pretty deep Doomben Cup this year. Final field, we're probably going to be looking at a rain-affected track. Not sure what the weather is like in Queensland heading towards Saturday, but Sir Dragonette, Mugatu, Avilia, Zaki, who would you be leaning early doors?
It adds some spice to the Hollandale, doesn't it, with Zaki just being so dominant there. And look, in the here and now, and perhaps still improving under Annabelle Neesham, without doing, obviously, any work on it yet, but I was so impressed with Zaki there. You add the likes of Mugatu and Sir Dragonet into that race. It obviously makes it stronger than the race at the Gold Coast, but you know, I was impressed with what Zaki did there.
Yeah, it is the early favourite. Will be hard to beat for Annabelle Neesham. Warren, good punting today.
Thanks, Michael.
Warren Huntley joining us there. Don't forget, jump on rsn.net.au. You can grab all of Warren's selections for Murray today, and you can jump on and have a listen to any of the interviews we did this morning. It was great. We caught up with so many trainers and jockeys out here at Caulfield this morning, so jump on RSN or download the podcast today. The good stuff doesn't end here because RSN Central is ready to roll with Gareth Hall. Looking forward to the G-Man show today. How are you, G?
Hello to you, Michael. Great stuff there at Caulfield today. I'm very well. I've been busy this morning. We've got a new segment coming on RSN Central. It'll start next week called Your Life. And our first ever guest was a man that we know really well here that I thought I knew really well, and Dean Lester. And his story is quite remarkable. So we touched on a few different aspects of his life. And, yeah, it was really interesting this morning. So looking forward to cutting that up because it went for about 2 hours. So it might be a two-parter, but it was a lot of fun. And what a man he is, Dean Lester. So that'll be dropping next week. On a Wednesday.
Looking forward to that.
Yes.
Hey, speaking of a great man, and it'll be great to have a chat, Dwayne Dunn's going to join me in the studio tomorrow. So you won't want to miss that. He's been off the scene for a little while, Dwayne, so it'll be good to catch up and get the latest with how Dwayne Dunn is going. Of course, champion jockey as well. So
has he retired yet, Dwayne, or is he still weighing that up?
No, he hasn't retired. We'll find out more tomorrow, but look, he's... He's got still battling after effects from that shocking barrier incident that occurred all those months ago. So we'll find out more tomorrow. But he's still fighting, as we know, Dwayne Dunn, champion jockey that he is. So we'll hear more about that on tomorrow's program.
Champion bloke, looking forward to it, Michael. So, yeah, have you got a winner for me today?
Well, Froggy Newitt was very keen on the favourite in the first today at Mowi. There's been a few whispers from the Caulfield Jockeys Tower. Kira Mars keen on his favourite, and also Mick D thinks he's going to have a good day today as well. So if the Caulfield trainers and jockeys do well, I'll do well today. Otherwise, it'll be a tough afternoon at Mowi.
Oh, mate,
looking forward to the show.